We just want to glorify God today. Thank you for tuning in, and hope you're blessed and ready for the Word of God today. In our teaching today, we want to teach on a subject, Jesus, who is He? Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to teach your word and minister your word. And God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint our minds, anoint that which we speak, anoint thy word, anoint the minds of those that receive it, Lord. Let it be a blessing and edification to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to teach on a subject today, who is he? Now, the Bible gives us many, many understanding of this, and I want to start first in Exodus. In the third chapter and verse 14 is explained here, and God's spoken about. He's spoken about in this way, I am that I am. That's Exodus 3 and 14, I am that I am. In 2 Peter 2 and 20, he's referred to as our Savior. No man can take away the sins of the world except it be Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 and 20 refers to him as the chief cornerstone. He was the stone that was rejected, but he became the chief cornerstone. Then in Revelations 19 and 16 refers to him as the King of Kings. He will come as King of Kings. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and 8, he is the righteous judge. The Bible tells us that all judgment has been committed into the hands of the Son, and he will be the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead. In John 8 and 12, Bible refers to him as the light of the world. It's sad to say, according to the word of God, men chose darkness rather than light, but he was the light that cometh into the world. Revelations 22 and 16 says he is the morning star. Ephesians 1 and 22, he's the head of the church. See, he purchased the church with his own shed blood. He is the one that paid the price for the church. And he said, upon the confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he asked Peter, whom do thou say that I am? And, you know, many have said many different things, but these words that he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, my Father, which is in heaven. And he said, upon this fact, I know some organization said Peter was the first pope and built a church on Peter. That's not true. That's just not true. The church was built upon the rock, which was Jesus Christ. Paul said that rock was Christ, and he built the church on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Malachi 4 and 2 said he was the Son of Righteousness. In Acts 15 and 11, he said he was the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5 and 4 declares him to be the chief shepherd. Revelations 1 and 8 declares him to be the Alpha and the Omega. This thing started with Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our salvation, and this thing will be completed by him. Everything that he stated in his word will take place and happen just as he has said. In John, 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 2, he is the perpetuation of our sins. That word perpetuation means he's the price paid. The blood of an animal, the sacrifice of an animal, could never totally cleanse us. It was only atonement under the supreme sacrifice until Jesus could shed his blood and become the perpetuation for sin. Then Revelations 1 and 18, he is he that liveth. You know, he was the only one that was able to take up his life. He said, no man take it from me. I lay it down on my own accord, and I take it up again. He said, this purpose he came into the world, that he might fulfill the will of the Father, and he might go through the death, burial, and the resurrection. If there had been no resurrection, we would not have had salvation paid for. But the fact he lives and sits on the right hand side of God the Father, that gives you and I eternal life. Revelation 1 and 8, in the same verse, he is the key holder. Thank God. He give us the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We have victory over death. Death cannot sting us. The grave cannot possess us, cannot encamp us or entomb us. In the tomb, we will come forth when that trumpet sounds aloud. It's going to wake the dead. Then in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, he is the mediator. The Bible says we have one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus Christ. A mediator is like an attorney. He's like one that pleads the case. He's like one that speaks up for you. And the Bible said if we're ashamed of him, Jesus, in this sinful and adulterous generation, he will be ashamed of us for the Father, and he will not confess us before the Father. So we want him as our mediator. He said, little children, I wish you sin not, but if you do, you have an advocate. That word advocate means a mediator, one to plead your case, and thank God for the mediator. That was Timothy, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. John 4 and 26, he is the Messiah. Thank God that he is the Messiah. John 6 and 35, he is the bread of life. He is the bread that we must have. You know, the devil come to Jesus, and he's a dumb devil because he tried to give him what he already owned. But he told him, if you bow down and worship me, he said, all this I will give into you. And Jesus said these words, thou shalt not live by bread and water alone, but every word proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He is our spiritual bread, not the physical bread, but he is our spiritual bread. And then John 8 and 23 says he is from above. Amen. The Bible said he had to lay down a portion of his glory to come to this earth, to this world. He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was with God in the beginning, from the foundation, from everlasting to everlasting. He was God, and he came from above and came so he could give his life, that you and I, as sinful man, could be redeemed and be forgiven. He was that which the first Adam, through disobedience, caused man to fall, and we all became sinners. He was the second Adam, and through his obedience to the cross and to death, he set us free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We still live under the curse on this earth, but when we leave this earth, the Bible said, to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. And when we depart from this physical body and we receive our new glorified body with the Lord, then we will be restored totally to that which God meant for man to have in the beginning. We can teach and get all excited about going to heaven, and we will go to heaven, but the new Jerusalem will come down to us, and at that time, this earth as we know it today is going to be renovated, and God is going to park it outside the garden, and we will be, he will park it as the garden outside of the streets of gold. We'll walk out the streets of gold, down the staircase into the garden, and there we will be restored to that perfect paradise and the garden wherein God meant for man to have, but because of sin was destroyed because of the righteous acts of the second Adam, which was Jesus Christ. Eternal life will be granted and the garden will be restored. John 8 and 58, the Bible says the eternal one before Abraham was. He said, I am. Before Abraham. See, some people teach Christ as a created being. And he was not a created being. He was a pre-existing Christ. He was before it all was. He was from everlasting to everlasting. And he was not a created being, but he was a celestial being. He is deity. There's where a lot of people actually miss the word of God and miss the whole will of God as they try to remove his deity. He was deity. He was God manifested in the flesh. And before Abraham, he said, I was, I am. And then in John 9 and 15, he said he was the light of the world. The Bible said he came into his own received him not, but as many as received them, to them gave he the power of the God, even to them that believed upon his name. That makes him the eternal Son of God. Amen. And he was the light of the world, according to John 9 and 5. John 10 and 17 said he was the door. Amen. Thank God that he was the door. And we've got to go in through the door. We've got to invite him to come in. You know the picture that they make of Jesus standing knocking on the door. If you ever noticed, it don't have a handle. He does not open the door, but he said, if any man hear me knock, hear my voice, open the door. He said he would come in and he would sup with him. So he is the door, John 10 and 7. John 10 and 36 says he is the Son of God. Revelation 1 and 17. He is the first and he is the last according unto God's word. John 11 and 25 says these words. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? This is powerful. He is the resurrection. In him there is life. It's not found nowhere else. I've said this and I'll say it again. Only religious leader, only one that of all that they've claimed to be Messiah and God and the eternal ones, only Jesus Christ was able to take his life back up. Again, he was the only one able to be resurrected and go and sit on the right-hand side of the Father. He is the only one that's alive. You go to all their tombs and all those that have claimed all these things, and you'll find the remains there. But he is missing. For the Bible said, why you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. He's gone. Thank God he's gone. That was Revelation's 11, 25, and 26, the resurrection and the life. Then John in chapter 13 and in verse 13, the Bible says there in John 13 and 13, you call me Master and Lord. So here he is referred to as the Master and the Lord. And he went on to say, and ye say well, for so I am. The Bible says in John chapter 15 and verse 1, he said, I am the true vine. Thank God. He is the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And he goes on to explain that every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Thank God we are in the vine and a part of the vine. Amen. John 14 and 6 goes on to explain to us, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except it be by me, by that name of Jesus. That's the only way we can come to him. And then Revelations and 1 and 17, it finishes it up. And he goes on to explain, he said he was the Alpha Omega. He was the beginning and the end. Thank God that we know who Jesus is. And today you need him as a Savior. And if he's not your Savior, bow your head with me and invite him in. Say, Lord, I accept you as Christ, as the Lord, and I accept you as the Eternal One, the one that purchased salvation for me. And I acknowledge that. I remit my sins. I confess my sins. And I invite you into my heart and life that you might save me. Backslider, come home. Prodigal son, come home. He's calling. Now to those that need healing, miracles, whatsoever you need from God, we pray that God grant it to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Till we come to you for the next teaching, God bless you.